Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that today you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I'd like to share out of God's Word a scripture, and I pray that it will encourage your heart. You know, when you hear the Word, you need to hear it with the intent to obey it. Hear it with the intent to walk in it. Hear it with the intent to keep it in your heart. Hide God's Word in your heart that you might not sin against Him. Father, I ask that in the name of Jesus, you touch hearts across these airways, and God, people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42, and Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, Go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, he said, Behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up and say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, for get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. In this portion of scripture, as you remember, Elijah had went up on the mountain, and he had like a showdown between the prophets of Baal, and he was the only one that stood up for God that day, and he said, The God that answers by fire, that's the God we're going to serve. Well, the prophets of Baal prayed, nothing happened. When Elijah prayed 61 words, fire fell down from heaven and consumed his sacrifice. But for 3.5 years, there had been a drought in the land. You see, when a nation turns from God, there's always a drought of a sort or many sorts that comes in the land. You can always tell when a nation is turned from God because droughts start to show up. Famines start to show up. Lack starts to show up. Disheaval starts to show up. Tragedies start to show up. That's symptoms that a nation has turned from God. But Elijah asked a very important question that day. How long will you be halt between two opinions? Well, we can't ask that in America today. How long have you been halt between two opinions? We have to say, how long have you been halt between many opinions? You know, a person that doesn't have a made-up mind, a man that's wavering, he's like the sea. He's unstable in all of his way. I want to see somebody that has a made-up mind, that has a plan and a purpose, and going to stick to it, don't you? Amen? Elijah said, listen, after God had answered by fire and after the revival came to Israel, he went up on the mountain to pray because he knew when the people turned back to God, God would send an abundance of rain. Let me repeat that. He knew that when the people turned back to God, there would be an abundance of rain. He knew that when the people would turn back to God, there would be an abundance of rain. That is the key for prosperity and deliverance in America, that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and call on me. He said, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal your land. When the people had a revival, the rain came. But Elijah prayed for the rain and he sent his servant up. He said, Do you see a sign of rain? He said, No, I don't. He went seven times and he didn't see not one sign, but you know that didn't stop Elijah. On the seventh time, the servant said, There's a little cloud in the sky about the size of a man's hand. Elijah said, That's it. Go tell King Ahab, get off the mountain. The rain is coming. You see, it was just a little cloud in the sky the size of a man's hand, and Elijah knew that that was a sign of rain. You see, when you have faith in God, God will show you the sign that rain's coming. It may be a cloud in the sky the size of a man's hand, but you know what? Faith causes you to see the end results. Today, I'm asking you, can you see the cloud in the sky the size of a man's hand? Listen, people, I believe we can have revival in America, and I believe we can have an abundance of rain that financially, spiritually, mentally, the whole package could come back to America. But I believe we've got to stand for God, stand united. I'm standing. Will you stand with me? Will you help me preach the gospel? I'm asking you in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.